Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Grand Biggs.
Biggs time.
Biggs.
With Mully and Haw.
Biggs time.
The Biggs Report.
With Brad Biggs.
Biggs time.
Biggsy.
His name is Brad Biggs.
Brad Biggs talks football with you.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Brad Biggs joins us on the St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Hotline, home of the real deal. He is the football man of the Chicago Tribune, longtime contributor to the show, and a valued friend, Biggs A.
Morning, Brad.
Morning, boys. What's going on?
OTAs.
Yep.
Here we go. The beginning of something special.
They kick off this week at Hallis Hall and go for about 3 weeks. Then they get into mini camp and then a little bit of a break. And, you know, the roster's a lot better than it was
right
at this time a year ago when Matt Nagy's beginning OTAs for the first time. It's healthier, too. Allen Robinson really wasn't able to do much at this time a year ago. Aaron Lynch missed nearly all of the spring a year ago. Of course, Khalil Mack wasn't even on the roster, so they've got to feel real good about the position they're in. It's an opportunity to sort of start expanding on some of the stuff they did offensively a year ago, and a chance for Chuck Pagano to learn more about his players and his players to learn more about him with what's going to be certainly a bit of a transition for them on defense.
Brad, continuity will be a thing on both sides of the ball, but I wonder if the beginning of OTAs gives the Bears an opportunity to tinker with the offensive line. We've heard about the possibility of James Daniels becoming a center and Cody Whitehair moving to guard.
Yeah,
might that be something they do this week?
I'd be surprised if it was the other way a little bit. So, yeah, I would expect to see Daniels at center and Whitehair at guard. Maybe I'm wrong on that. We'll find out in a couple hours. But I would think that's the direction they go, and that's a move you want to make at the very beginning of the offseason. Especially when you listen to what the coach, Matt Nagy, said about the center-quarterback relationship a year ago and how you wanted to, you know, let them grow together, get a guy in there and roll with it. So, yeah, I think that's probably something to take a look at, because all the indications I got earlier in the offseason were that they were probably going to flip-flop those guys, feeling that it would make them a little bit better up front.
Explain that a little. How would it make them better? Are they just because Daniels is a more natural center than is Cody Whitehair? Cody Whitehair has been pretty good since moving there.
Yeah, no, Whitehair has been good, and Whitehair's gotten better there. But, I think the feeling is that Daniels is a natural center. I think they feel like Daniels has a chance to be really, really good at that center position, and that Whitehair's got so much guard experience in his background that maybe he's a little bit better off at that spot as well.
Brad, looking away from the Bears, and Ndamukong Suh signs with the Bucks. It's his third team in 3 years to move into that defense. Jared McCoy is cut by the Bucks. He's a veteran with a lot of miles on those tires. It could be a lot of interest in him around the league. I doubt that the Bears would get involved in that because of the scheme and because of the age and because of the cost. But what did you think of those two moves?
Yeah, I'm with you for the three reasons why the Bears probably would not be in on Gerald McCoy. But yeah, that was interesting. You know, McCoy was going to cost Tampa a lot of money this year, and they're able to slide Sue in there at slightly less, and Sue played relatively well for the Rams last year. You know, he's not Aaron Donald. He's not going to generate that kind of attention and production, but he still got some decent football left in him. And it'll be interesting to see, you know, where Gerald McCoy lands. You know, the other thing that you're keeping an eye on this year and that the Bears cross their fingers on is teams trying to stay healthy in the spring. You know, the Redskins lost Reuben Foster, their linebacker, to a serious knee injury the other day in OTAs, and they're non-contact, but those kind of things happen. I remember being at House Hall when a guy by the name of J.D. Runnels, a sixth-round pick in 2006.
Fullback.
Fullback tore his ACL, and it was his second year, 2007. Non-contact drill right out in front of us in OTAs. I believe it was OTAs. It was in the spring. So
he then moved into the building for a few years.
No, actually, they got rid of him, I think, after about a year. But that kind of thing happens. And the Bears were so fortunate to be durable and healthy a year ago. So you need to see what happens there. And they're just kind of freak things. The Bears have had pretty good fortune since Matt Nagy arrived, and they made some changes on the staff. But you'll see over the course of the next 3 weeks, other names that are recognized by people around the league. Guys will be going down with injuries for other teams, so hopefully they can stay healthy.
I know that you've made or been part of making a top 100 list. I don't know how closely you are following the reveal of the Dan and Don 100, but they checked in this morning with Khalil Mack at number 60 on the Bears 100 greatest players. And we had an interesting conversation earlier, or maybe off the air, about whether that was too low or too high. Because you could argue that if you're doing this list in another couple of years, maybe he's a lot higher on it. And most of his success thus far has been with the Oakland Raiders, but he certainly changed the complexion of last year's season. What did you guys do with Khalil Mack on your top 100, and how did you weigh that?
He's in there, and boy, probably in that same range, I think. You know, to me, for guys to get into the top 50, they probably had to have a little more staying power in Chicago in terms of, you know, having done more in their career with a Bears helmet on, or in the case of some of those guys from a long time ago, maybe without a helmet. But if you're doing a top 110 Bears after 110 years, he could be in a significantly different spot. Or if you're doing a list after 125 years, I'd like to think I won't have to be a part of another list. But I think, you can. It's a good debate. But I think he probably is in that kind of range. Had a dominant season this past year. I don't know how high you can go with one dominant season.
Did you allow Jay Cutler to be on your list, Brad, or did you stop that conversation started?
Cutler's got to be on the list.
Okay, just want to get where you stood there.
Yeah. Look at the franchise's career passing charts. You know, in terms of career production for a quarterback, he's got to be on there.
Higher than 85?
It's in that ballpark, you know, bottom quarter, for sure. But the sad thing is, there's only a couple quarterbacks on the top 100 list.
Steve Fuller.
I don't know how many less included in his bottom 100. He was working on that list.
Grabbernet.com.
Yeah, you might want to check
bottom it out. Bottom 25 players in Bears history. His number one was Cedric Benson.
Okay.
I'm just giving you for future, reading material later today.
I like the okay. All right, Bigsy.
Thanks, Brad.
All right, guys. Have a great
day. See you, buddy.
Good luck with your list.
That's Brad Biggs, the football man from the Chicago Tribune.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.